No, we didn't go to music yet. Okay, welcome everyone to the Road to Recovery. I'm your host, Dan Chuba. I am coming to you live from West Chicago, the temporary home of the big boy, steam engine, the largest colossal steam engine ever built in the world. And it is visiting the town of West Chicago yesterday, well, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday and leaving, I believe, Tuesday morning. And our office, my real estate office, by my motivation, whatever, decided to hand out free ice cream to everybody that wanted it. How about that? Free soft serve ice cream. And we gave out a lot of ice cream. We probably went through, so far, a couple thousand people of ice cream, which equates to about $4,500 worth of ice cream and napkins, and it was great. It was a really good time. Now, we had cost of printing and everything else figured in here. It was great. And people, my team, my staff stepped up, helped out, gave away. My friend Sarah Phelan, the museum director, was very supportive. She was, in fact, one of the reasons why we actually did this, simply because she felt that, you know, the town of West Chicago should capitalize on the fact that this steam engine was coming in and a lot of people would be visiting, and there were. There were thousands and thousands of people that came out to see this. You know, the sad part of it was that the city did nothing to embrace it, aside from offering shuttle rides and event parking. That's it. There was no toilets, no anything. It was pretty disappointing. But whatever. We got through it. We have one more day tomorrow. But you know what? It inspired the conversation and the topic of me, okay? You know, I am sober today. Today is July 28th, 2019, which means I've been sober now 23 years, 10 months, and 28 consistent, continuous days of sobriety. Yep, hooray for me. Okay, other day. My lovely wife, Martha, opted out. She was enjoying a weekend with the girls from church and wished me well, which is great. And I'll tell you what, have I been feeling mortal lately? This last month, if you've been paying attention, month and a half, I have had an injured arm, elbow, whatever, and I went to the doctor, who then sent me to the hospital, and I think they made it worse. I think one of the people in the hospital made it worse. And it's, yeah, there's people that commit errors just like we commit errors in life. But God, I'm telling you, the error on me, I've been having a hard time sleeping. My infection is back. I'm still struggling. So I don't know if I'm going to do a full show tonight, guys. I've got to be honest with you. I didn't even want to do one. Now, add to it that I've been out in the sun yesterday and today all day. Yesterday I went home after the event, and I literally went back to sleep. I went right to sleep about 6:30, and I kept getting up because my arm's killing me. But I did not get out of, you know, wake up officially until about 5:30 this morning. So I got as much sleep as I can to help myself out. And we have an acronym for that: hungry, angry, lonely, tired. If you're hungry, go get something to eat. If you're angry, take a walk. If you're lonely, call a friend. And if you're tired, get some rest. And I was tired. I was very tired. And I'm tired tonight. So I'm going to yawn through this because this is a live show. So here we are giving out ice cream, and I'm nurturing this arm, and I've got a bandage on it, and I can't believe how many people, I don't know if it was a beacon of light, but everybody, not everybody, there was probably a half a dozen people that felt the need to come and grab my elbow and grab it, not just touch it, grab it. And I'm like, oh my God, causing me to jump out of my skin. But the elbow wrap that I've got on it makes it feel better when nobody's touching it. But then they come and they grab it and say, hey, buddy, what's up? And I'm like, don't touch my elbow. Oh, my God, it was horrible. So, you know, when I'm thinking about a show, because I don't have a guest, we have some potential guests lined up for the future, and that's good. But when I was thinking about the show and what topic that I would include, you know, and this is a show that addresses addictions and recovery from addictions, et cetera, et cetera. I, again, 23 years, 10 months, and 28 days of continuous sobriety. You know, and I hate to admit this, but for the longest time, I always thought I was invincible. I never thought about my mortality. And yet, in the last month and a half, I have been thinking about my mortality. Oh, my God. I'm thinking that, wow, I'm up there in age, and my health isn't going to maintain. You know, it's amazing how your health can switch and turn around in just a flash. And the stark realization is sad because I should have been taking better care of myself. I'm not in horrible shape. I just could have been in better shape. So here I am trying to do what I can. Okay? I love people. I just, you know what? I'm really fed up with people. I'm halt, hungry, angry, lonely, tired. That's another reason probably I'm going to do the show very much. You can call in while I'm here if you want. Area code 323-580-5755. If you feel up to it and you want to jump in here, probably would help me out a lot. But if not, that's okay. I've got a truck. Get this. A semi-truck parked outside my office building. This guy should not be parked in my parking lot. But he lost his space at the gas station next door this morning and said he had to have a place to park it through 8 o'clock tonight. So he hoped I didn't mind. And you know what? I was feeling rested and good, and I didn't mind. But I'll tell you what, I've had a lot of stuff to do in the office today besides outside in the sun. And that truck engine, I don't know if you can hear it running in the background, but it is really irritating and causing me some serious frustration. I finally wrote a note to the guy and said, please don't ever park here again, ever. This is not a truck stop. This is, you know what, I didn't want to get into it. He didn't have permission because I did talk to him this morning. But, you know, I'm trying to be a nice guy. And, see, that's the problem sometimes. When I try to do nice things, I should have had his contact information so I could have said, hey, guess what? You can't park here anymore. Please move it. I figured he was in the truck because when I was looking for him this morning, he was in the truck. I came back tonight. He's not in the truck. He's not answering. And I can't get a hold of him. I have no phone number, no nothing. So here I am. I got to listen to this truck in the background. And I'm telling you guys, it's very, very irritating. But we're going to try to get through with the irritation, at least for a while, okay? I figured, man, I need to talk. Now, this ice cream thing, you know, I always try to do something incredible, but last week, guess what? Okay? We've got, as a realtor, I've got 6 transactions teetering on third. It's a domino. The first one buys the second one buys the third one buys the fourth buys the fifth one. There's 6 people involved. And we're involved in 4 of them, my office. And wouldn't you know it, we're handling the first one, working with another agent from another company. We were supposed to close a week ago. This week, okay, they asked for an extension for another week, only to find out that the mortgage broker left on vacation, didn't leave anybody in charge of the file. Okay, that's number one. Number two is that when we did get a hold of the manager of the office, he said, oh, he's handling it. Okay, I wasted a whole week trying to find somebody to talk to. When I got a hold of him on Friday, he tells me, oh, by the way, it looks like the buyer's cosigner has opted out of the transaction. You're like, what? That means all the dominoes are going to collapse. They're not going to go down. They're just going to go down. They're going to fall down and not happen. I can't begin to imagine the frustration, the anger, the everything that these buyers, these sellers are going to feel. And I certainly don't want that angst directed at me, even though it's not my fault. I don't know that I could have done something differently better. But the first step comes to mind. Admitted we were powerless over people, places, things, over alcohol. You know, it's unfortunate that we have to dot all our I's and cross our T's and think beyond the questions. Like I said, I thought this guy was parking his truck here and he was going to stay here. And it's running nonstop. It's probably in a refrigerated truck of sorts. I don't know. But he's not answering you know, and I know he has family in the area, but I didn't ask for the phone number. I didn't ask. I've got pictures of his truck, big deal. I can't get a hold of him. And it's irritating the heck out of me to listen, sit here and listen to this truck go. It's, you know, and again, no good deed goes unpunished. Yet I will continue to do good deeds. I would just have to research them a little bit more to make sure that I'm covered. Right? My arm is killing me, my elbow. When I went into the doctor, they don't want to take you. They say, go to the emergency room. That's happened to me twice now. Why do I even buy going to the doctor? I should just go straight to the emergency room. But in the emergency room, okay, I saw a doctor's assistant. Not a doctor, not a nurse, but a doctor's assistant who's like a certified doctor's assistant. And she is going to drain my arm from the infection. She sticks this tremendous needle inside after giving me a local to knock the, you know, make it numb. She sticks this needle inside of me and proceeds to attempt to draw liquid out of it. She's got x-rays. She knows where everything's at, supposedly, and nothing's coming out. So what did she do? She moves the needle, not pulls it out and reinserts it, just moves it, and anything in its way got ripped up, tore up. And I think that's really the reason my arm is so sore. It's so sore. A couple nights last week, I couldn't sleep. And the lovely Miss Martha's not home. And I'm glad she was, because she doesn't need to be up walking me around. But, oh, my God, I got to tell you, the thought of doing this show tonight was the farthest thing from my mind. I was looking so forward to going home. Because when I get home, then I got to drain this thing. I got to see if I can get some of the infection out. It's the only thing that made it feel better. And the doctor said, well, that's not a good thing for you to do. Well, it's the only thing I could do if I wanted to live or sleep, because if I don't do it, it's going to hurt more. And he suggested, well, maybe he can do surgery. Surgery, open it up, take the infection out. I'm like, really? No, I'm not ready for another doctor, but I don't have insurance. Okay, like a lot of you out there, I don't have health insurance. I can't afford it. Yes, I own a real estate asset. Yes, I got this, and I gave away ice cream. But, you know, that's a one-time shot. It's not like every day. I can't afford that cost of health care. They want $1,800 a month just for me? Holy crap. Well, so far, I'm ahead of the game still. I've incurred about, I don't know, costs this year about $4,000. But if I would have paid $1,800 a month, I would have been behind the eight ball. That's my logic. I don't know if it's good logic, but it's my logic. See? So those of you that have health insurance, be good. Feel good about it. So people asked me today while we were at the ice cream store. I opened this ice cream store. Now, I'm representing the owner of the ice cream business and selling his business. It's a nice little business. It's a little ice cream store. It used to be a Tasty Freeze. Now it's called The Freeze. And he's got a very successful one in Chicago, but it's hard to operate two businesses from such a long distance. There's probably 40 miles or so in between. One of the reasons I believe that my poor brother went out of business, he had a mobile home business, and he did that. I think he was picking up a business at the height of the economy when it crashed, and he lost everything. Yep. Well, this guy's smart enough, says, hey, listen, I don't want to open it up. I'm just going to get rid of it, give somebody an opportunity. If you're listening, Tony, thank you. But I said to him, hey, this train's coming to town, the big boy. And there were people in the town that said, hey, Dan, is there anything we could do to do something special for this town? The city isn't doing nothing. So I said, well, that's just sad because this is a great opportunity. West Chicago was the only city in the state of Illinois this train was visiting. Only city for 3-4 days. You'd think something would be done. I would have. You know, I think I would have done something. So go back to it. We decide, I talked to the owner of this Tasty Freeze, The Freeze, and said, Tony, do you think I can open up the place for a few days and serve soft serve? And he's, you know what, he said, yeah, Danny, why don't you go ahead? I said, well, I can market the place at the same time. And he goes, yeah, that's a great idea. Why don't you do it? So with his support and you know, knowing that I was going to pick up the cost of everything, you know, we decided to open up. But we didn't start it, our actions, until about last week, because then I had to get a permit from the county. I didn't, you know, long story, we had to have it sanitized, everything ready to go, boom. People thought that the place was open on a regular basis. I go, no, it's just these 3 days, you know. And we gave it away. We're giving this ice cream away. And I probably bought way too much ice cream. Yes, Tony, more than you, well, more than what you told me I should. And that's good, because we've gone through almost 20 cases. And you thought we were only going to do 15. And we probably could have done 15 if we would have leaned the cones a little bit more. But we didn't. We gave generous portions. So I've got about 10 cases left. And we're supposed to have rain tomorrow. So if we have rain tomorrow, we're probably going to have another 10 cases left, only because of the weather. Because our team did a great job hawking free. See, the thing about it, the train's about 3 blocks away. And we needed the people to come 3 blocks further in order to get the ice cream. And they did. Quite a few people set up. Okay? Quite a few people came out and joined us. Okay? So that was good. We were grateful for that, and I got to tell you, it was cool because we took a picture. We had a lot of pictures of people, and, you know, we'll take advantage of it. It was very, very cool. And what was amazing was after it was all over, okay, and it was all said and done, let's see here, hold on. I'm sending some pictures out because I remembered now I wanted to do that. But after it was all over, I mean, somebody asked me, Dan, you know, what's with the program? And I said, what do you mean? And they go, well, why are you giving this stuff away? You know what? God has been so good to me for so many reasons, really, so many reasons. And I said to him, I said, I really don't want to die with money in my pocket, leaving it to anybody, people that don't need it, you know. And I got to tell you something. It makes all the sense in the world to me. There's so many people that I watch see die early, die late. They got so much money, they're more worried about what they're going to do with their money. You know what? I'm grateful. I don't have to worry about it because I really don't have all that much money, okay? I do have the lovely Miss Martha. She has money, but that's her money. It's not my money. It's not our money. I mean, I know that I will not go homeless, helpless for any reason, thanks to the lovely Miss Martha, okay? As long as she's alive and we're doing great and, you know, I mean, I married this woman for life. She is my life partner. And that is very cool, something I've never been able to really enjoy and say for years, a life partner, the one that I could actually count on and trust and be with. I love the woman. She's incredible. Yeah, and she was with her friends over the weekend. That's good. She left me at home. That's good. I met so many interesting people doing this. What we didn't make up in money, okay, and lost them, we made up in wonderful experiences. I talked to one woman who said her grandfather, she came in from, I think she said Mount Prospect. I can probably get that from her wherever. But her grandfather was the one that built this Tasty Freeze, the original builder of the Tasty Freeze, which was awesome, okay? And I got to tell you something. It was just Jim Dandy. It was just great to hear her tell me about her grandfather building this Tasty Freeze and the memories it brought back. Some days, those are the best of everything. Memories like that, you know, the best that we have, we can share, you know. It was just wonderful to listen to her talk. And I asked her for her name. I was smart enough, at least, to ask for the name and phone numbers, because I haven't been doing that lately, folks. Just like I didn't get this guy's phone number, and this truck is absolutely driving me bonkers. You know, I'm listening to this. I'm going, oh, my God, please be 8 o'clock. Get the heck off of my property already, buddy. It's just irritating as I'll get out that he's sitting here and his truck is rambling on and I'm trying to do a show and I can't because, or I'm doing it and I can, but it, really, it's very difficult, very, very difficult to do the show with this truck going in the background. It's got this serious hum. Oh, my gosh. Illegal truck parking. That's the topic, boys and girls. Not of the show, but of this, what I'm doing here right now. Okay. Yep. And there's more to be had, right? More to be had. Okay. So, I don't know about you. Okay? I really don't. Because you haven't said anything. But I really had a pretty good day. I'm just not feeling it tonight. I am hurting tonight. And I really like for this trucker to hit the road, Jack, and not come back at all. I wrote a letter. I had to pace myself because I wanted to say, hey, MF-er, get this thing off my property. And I was so mad at myself that I didn't take the guy's phone number and information down, which I could have said, listen, please get it out of there by 6 o'clock, you know, or thereabouts, you know, just so I don't have to deal with it, because I sat here and this thing was just humming all day long. Plus the fact he's not here, that bugs me too. He's not here to tend his truck. And I don't think that's right, but whatever. I got to tell you something. It's just, you know, and then being not well, being feeling sick. I feel sick, man. I really don't feel good. I feel not good. So I'm probably not going to do the show all the way tonight, but I'll give it a good shot. Hopefully, just long enough to get this guy off my lot, okay? Because he can't be here. This is too much. Too much. Too much. Too much everything here, okay? So let's see here. What is that? I don't even know what that is. Okay. Central Vac does not work. Central Vac does not work. Okay, boys and girls, if anybody wants to call in, by the way, I don't know, did you call in? Did you get anybody? 323-580-5755. Again, tell my friends, to my friends, Tony and Ken and Anna and Marvin and Dan. I haven't talked to Dan in a while. We'll have to chat with Dan. That would be a good thing. Yeah, he celebrated 4 years this year. And then my other friend, Dan, I don't know what he's on. What did he say? 17 years. 17 years of continuous sobriety. Good for him. My God. That's a wonderful thing. You know, and you see other people that really inspire others to greatness. And, you know, I got to tell you something. My friend Cleora. We have never connected online here yet and may never will. But I got to tell you what, a very impressive young lady in what she does and how she does it with all the people she does it with, okay? She is. She's just very thoughtful, hardworking, considerate, and, you know, and she's not even a Boy Scout because isn't that what their gig is? If I remember correctly. I don't remember correctly, so... Okay. Hello, Steve, and your wife, Orlando. I hope you're doing well. Saw some pictures from my wedding. Steve stood up at my wedding. Saw some pictures. They were great. Loved them. And his wife looked lovely, and Steve looked pretty dapper. It was great. Good memories. And it's great to, you know, get to a point in our lives where we have good memories, but gosh, I got to tell you something. This mortality bit really is the thing that's knocking me for a loop, okay? I am human, and I know it, and I don't like being human. I want what I want. And what is that? Well, it is, I want to live forever. Well, no, I don't. I do want to go to the next world. I do want to go to the next life, and I do believe it. But you know what? I met someone this week, and she may come on as a guest, and she's going to talk about her channeling. channeling. You guys know what channeling is? She channels Peter. Yes. Not Peter. Gabriel. Gabriel. Yes. The Archangel Gabriel. She is. Yes. She is. That's the person. Okay. We got this one. This one, this one, this one. I got all kinds of pictures. Oh, my gosh, from the event. That's a bad picture. We don't want that one. My fingers was in it. There's a good one. Me and the Thomas the Train. Let's see if we get that one here. Okay. So, but you know what? What was cool, there was no alcohol. You know, that's a good thing. And so there was no alcohol and there was no problems. Nobody gave any problems. And, oh, let's see, train. We'll just do the train. And we all had a nice time. We really did. We all had a nice time. Saw a lot of people. And, again, I can't begin to tell Tony enough how wonderful it was for him to allow us to use his facility to, you know, provide all this ice cream goodwill to the community. And it was wonderful. It really was wonderful. Okay, we got that. Got that. We're taking pictures of indescribable. Yeah, we're just taking pictures. It was just so phenomenal, all the people. And, of course, you know, I want to believe that there was more people there than there probably was. You know, I went from, I was telling somebody, I counted up to 20, and then it went from 20 to 5,000, just like that, you know. And they're like, wow, that was pretty amazing. And I go, yeah, that was probably not true, but... you know, who wouldn't like to believe that, right? Who wouldn't like to believe that people did that kind of stuff? So, let's see, subject, train. Okay, we got a lot of train subjects here, so that's good. And I don't know, technology in me is just dragging butt, okay? Having a difficult time with technology, you know? And, yep. Just taking pictures of everything, everything, and everybody. It was pretty, I don't know, it was, I don't know about you, but I was pretty excited about the whole thing. Just seeing all the people and the cars and the traffic. I can't imagine. Oh, this is the inside of the Tasty Free. There we go. That's the mother and son duel. We'll take a couple of those off. We don't need to. We'll get those done second. So, yeah, it was quite the interesting day. And again, I'm grateful that my arm, elbow held out. I'm grateful for all the people that helped out and made this thing happen. Cora and Brian and Alex and Danielle and Norma did a great job, all of them. And I don't know, did I miss everybody, anybody? Oh, yeah, Kristen, great job. Great job. I got to tell you something. That, you know... When I'm injured and, you know, you go, oh, well, you're injured and all that, you know, and you go, oh, I don't know, why do you complain? Well, you know what? When you see people, and I'm going to tell you, Norma, five kids, okay, five children, and she's taking a swing at, you know, at doing her job, and it was great. I got to tell you something. You got to hand it to her. I was pretty impressed that she showed up and showed out. But Kristen, too. Kristen is legally blind. So, you know what? If you think, you know, and that's the thing, you know, when we think about ourselves, that's the biggest problem. You know, we think about ourselves, woe is me. Okay? Freeze. And when we stop thinking about ourselves and think about others, you know, I've had a Jim Dandy of a time this year. You know, people that I would have thought would have wanted me to continue helping them. These are guys that I thought were my friends, that I sold them their houses, and I thought for sure that they're going to come back to me and buy or sell, you know. And I shared the joys of their girlfriends and all this other crap I did, supported them financially and some of the things that they wanted to do and their dreams and aspirations. And then to find out that I'm tossed over like a bag of jelly beans, you know, sorry, got somebody else to help us. We're done. Like, really? You know, So you're going to come to me and ask me for a donation? And you didn't even give me the courtesy of talking to me? I don't know, guys. I don't know where draw the line and how to draw the line. I really don't. Am I being too much by saying, hey, you know, by saying, hey, hey. I thought we were going to work together. They had me come out and look at their property. Did I do such a bad job? Maybe I did. Maybe I'm just doing a bad job all over. And that's the reality. I got to think about it. Maybe I am doing a bad job. And if that's the case, well, then I've got to do a better job, right? And will we and will I? I don't know. Who knows? I just know that such is life. And I am not even going to answer that text this night, okay? I am not. I'm going to do this show till about 8 o'clock. Maybe I might play a little Marilyn Scott because I love listening to her, you know. But again, I'm feeling mortality, and that's incredible because, you know, there was a time when I drank that I never thought about my health. I thought I could live forever, and I know I did irreparable damage to my body through the use of drinking, through the use of I actually did a lot of Tylenol, and then I found out from somebody that Tylenol, the excessive use was something that affected my liver. Okay. Hold on. Somebody is at the door. Steve! You made it! Did you hear my pleas and cries for help? Oh, no. Okay, good. I'm dying here with my elbow. And then we get this truck parked out here.
I was going to ask you, are you guys driving a truck now? Or?
Yeah. No, you know, and my friend Marvin, you know, drives a truck. So, you know, the guy asked me, somebody took my spot next door at the gas station, and I had nowhere to go. And so I hope you don't mind me parking it here. You know, I didn't ask, you just did it. And I didn't know he was going to leave it running.
I was going to say that.
It's driving me crazy. It's sitting here. I've been in the office, in and out all day working, and it's really irritating. And then he didn't give me any contact information. I didn't think to ask him. You know, I don't mind helping people out, but, you know, I hate it when it affects me and you know, it's kind of one-sided. But it's not the end of the world. I just won't do it again. I put a note on his window. It said, please don't ever park here ever again, okay? It's just the sound is killing me. I'm listening to that thing. I almost want to get some Advil from the office. I'm pointing to you. Go get me some.
I don't think Advil's going to help that.
Well, maybe my arm is like throbbing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You know, it made it through fairly well today. Okay, but it's still at the point in recovery. I'm going to go home and see if I can drain it again. You know, I'll get some of the infection out. I don't want the doctor to do surgery. I can't afford another bill. I've already amassed like $4,500 in bills this year alone from emergency room visit. One was when that pill got stuck in my throat.
Drugs.
Then they can't do anything. Why don't you just take a little tube and just shoot water down my throat? But the sad part of it was that I went to the hospital. It took me 4 hours waiting for somebody to come and help me, and it was killing me. It was really affecting. It was down by my larynx or something. And 5 minutes before the doctor finally showed up, because I was waiting all that time for a doctor, it went down.
Weird.
But then it was sore, so then he gave me some medicine to soothe it, because now it was all irritated from being, you know, there. Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a And it makes perfect sense. You tell them, hey, we can't do it in the office. You have to go to the emergency room. I don't want to go to the emergency room because that bill right there was like $1,900. But that's the way they support their hospital. You know, like these guys were talking about supporting the pills. I mean, they're finding out today that these doctors that were not doctors, these corporate execs knew that people were using these pills and that they were becoming addicted and made a joke of it, you know? And again, the only thing I can say is, but for the grace of God, there go I. I could have probably been easy one of those guys saying, yeah, what the hell, just keep giving them, you know? Let's get them addicted. Let's keep them on there. It'll sell a lot of profit. Because you don't see everything from every side until you're there. And I'm here now. And, you know, like this, like the one, what is it, the senator or the congressman who's giving that guy hell about the kids living in their feces and struggling because they have no living, you know, the ones that are illegal coming in.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I have a heart of gold and empathy. I want to see everybody enjoy the freedoms we do. But to ream this guy and give him help because they're trying to get a handle on this situation, which I got to say, it's a, you know, it's never ever happened before in our history. So when you're blazing a trail, it's like when the first hurricanes came, nobody wanted to move. They're all just sitting there watching everybody rot in St. Louis or wherever that was, you know, Louisiana, wherever it was.
New Orleans.
New Orleans. There it is, New Orleans. Yeah, they were just sitting there rotting. Nobody was doing anything until they found. Now there's a system that's set up and programs and blah, blah, blah. We learn from our mistakes. One thing about humans, we're pretty good about that. Not to say we don't do them again, but we do learn about our mistakes. But I got to tell you, this one's a. So he's a ream of this guy telling about these poor people. That, and he, you know, and I got to say, the president says, hey, go back to your neighborhoods, your dumpy, shitty neighborhoods. What do you do with all the money we give you for that? You know, I just don't, you know, again, but for the grace of God, there go I. That's why we try not to get off topic about recovery. It's just that there's so many things that we could bring up and say we don't agree with, it's unfair, but you never know until you actually walked in those shoes. You know, there's so many people that were critics of alcoholics and drug addicts and people with an addiction to anything. Until they experience it from themselves or their sons or daughters, and then they gain a new perspective of it. So I've got that perspective, you know, and I just, that's why I said, what people are going, why are you giving this ice cream? First they thought, when you're giving the ice cream, they thought I was going to give a little cone about Yo Big, which I could have. I had that option. I said, no, give them a real cone. And they were getting like these big, full, soft serves.
Where is this?
Downtown. We did that this weekend.
Okay.
For the big boy. Do you know what the big boy is?
Oh, yeah. I had to give a buddy of mine in town a ride around June today.
Mm-hmm. When we were at the Tasty Freeze, or the Freeze across the club, we opened it for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And we're doing nothing but giving one size cone to everybody who wants one. Free. So you're getting ice cream about this high and a cone. If you bought that ice cream this high, you would be paying $3, $4, whatever the deal is on it.
Tasty Freeze, 11?
Yeah. Well, it's not Tasty Freeze. It's called the Freeze. But you'd be paying a lot of money for it, and we're giving it to them. We're just giving it. And you know what? I don't want to get into, you know, the only way I could do this with the least amount of red tape was to do it for free. And one size, I said, only napkins. No cups, no spoons. So what if the one girl, you know, we're doing it. She goes, oh, where's the spoons? I go, we don't have spoons. They just eat them out of the cone. She goes, oh, well, we're putting them in cups because there were some cups there. I go, no, you're not. You know, who told you to take it upon yourself to do change the format? It's cones and ice cream. And she goes, well, there are people that are gluten-free. Then I said, throw the cone away. Eat the ice cream and throw it away. I'm not going to go into because then I got to pick up cups and spoons. I was picking up napkins. I can't believe people can't hit I had two garbage buckets within, you know, 10 feet of each other. And you think you could, the garbage? And they're still throwing it down on the ground. Free dessert, throwing the stuff on the ground. And taking handfuls and handfuls of napkins and they're blowing in the wind. I was running around picking them up. But that's okay.
Yeah, what if you can't eat gluten?
What?
Don't eat gluten.
Well, I didn't say you have to eat the cone. I'm sorry.
I don't drink.
Yeah.
I don't drink.
There you go. And I'm sorry. They go, well, one lady says, well, you know, I'm going to eat this ice cream and then I want you to prepare me something for my kids who are lactose. And I said, lady, it's not this place. This isn't open for business. This is just as a gift to whoever wants it. So if your kids aren't going to get them, sorry. but we are not serving anything but one side. And they were, again, so I feel good because we went through 20 cases of ice cream mix. And the owner thought we'd go through 15, and we probably could have kept it down to 15 if the girls would have leaned it. But, you know, the girl that was handling it, I, you know what, I didn't care.
Now, is this through the Lions Club?
No, just Daniel and Associates Real Estate.
Okay, so this is you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And my staff. And we're all part of this thing. And we're right across from the AA Club. So then one of my friends, or I thought a friend, come out of AA Club. Hey, what's up, bud? Hey, what's up, bud? How you doing? Hey, you know, my girlfriend and I, we're moving in together. It's all posted over Facebook, you know, congratulating him. I sold him his place, you know, this, that, and everything. And I said, so where are you living? What are you doing with your other place? You renting it out or what? He goes, no, I'm selling it. It's probably on the market now. I go, with somebody else? He goes, yeah, I became friends with this other guy. And I said, yeah, you tap me every year for money for your event, which I would give him $500. I go, well, that's not very nice. That's not very, I said, I'm putting my place. Sorry. He goes, you know, because then he said, well, he bought a place in Winfield. You bought a place in Winfield and you got your, yeah. I said, I thought we were friends. That's what I said. I thought we were friends. I mean, whatever. We went back a long time. And, again, maybe I'm wrong for make-believing that we were. We talked about it. I had another guy that he even had me come out and give him a price on his home when it's ready to sell. Next thing you know, he's listed with some hot-looking chick. And I'm writing it off that maybe he, you know, met her and dated her because I know she was single. And I'm happy for him. But, you know, talk to me a little bit here, you know. Hey, I got this commitment. I did this and whatever. I'm trying to stay calm. I'm trying not to let all this excitement get to me, you know, and that's it. I'm just doing the best I can. And, by the way, our friend Lee from Hearts of Hope, she's the lady, the grandmother, that literally created a organization to help save her grandson from heroin overdose. Got him through. He's in his 30s, and she's still continuing the cause, helping people to overcome heroin addictions out in the Geneva area. Very good. She just celebrated a birthday. So, Lee Meninga, happy birthday to you once again. I said that on your birthday, which was like Wednesday or Thursday, and we're saying it on the air. She was a guest on the air, and I asked her if she wanted to come back someday. But, you know, it's you can only do one so much at one time. And
let's just wait for a call from California.
Yeah. Well, California said she wanted to do it, yeah, and she never did. So, I'm to that point in my life where it's okay. It's just not the end of the world. I can't get that excited. It's such a waste of time, energy, and effort, okay? It's relapse part of recovery. This is a simple question. Please not let argue. Cleora. That's interesting. Is relapse part of recovery? This is a simple question. Please let's not argue or debate. Everyone's opinion counts. Okay, so what did she say? Nope, relapse isn't part of recovery, but it does happen. When a member does so, we welcome back with open arms and heart. I agree with that. I don't believe it is. It happens, but it's not part of recovery. You shouldn't expect to do that. Okay? Wow. Here's 10 treatment, 11 dates today. 16 years clean, good for you. That's a big thing. But it took her a lot of times, a lot of relapses. That one guy that I was sponsoring, still lost soul.
Yeah.
Losing more as he goes along. Kids don't talk to him. They don't like him. It's terrible. His kids are young teens. Wife took over the business. I think he's got it made. He gets $5,000 a month for maintenance and upkeep. You know, you think, oh, wow, this is great. But, you know, the whole world's leaving him behind. His kids, somebody else is going to end up raising his kids. You know, sleeping with his wife, raising that, sharing them. I don't know. It's not a good thing. I don't think it's all that exciting. You know, it's too bad for him. Okay. Relapse happens when my recovery lacks. we get into relapse mode right before we use. If we use, then we are no longer in relapse mode, but in full-blown addiction. I agree. Okay? No, because it's not a part of everyone's story. So, no, it is rather a lack of recovery, in my opinion. I will agree. Let's go see some more. It's nice to see everyone agreeing on this. Nowhere in our literature does say relapse is a part of recovery. Jordan Scott in Recovery and Relapse talks about it. It doesn't say relapse is a part of recovery. It talks about it can lay the groundwork for recovery. Relapse comes from the disease, and not giving it our all as we did finding means and ways to get more. I put the work into my recovery as I did using. I pray for those who goes back out for whatever reason. Yeah, I pray that they come back because some people don't come back. Here's another one saying, no, it's not his, part of their recovery. Recovery and relapse. There may be times when relapse lays the groundwork to complete freedom. Page 78, our resistance to change seems built in, and only a nuclear blast of, where does it go? Nuclear blast of some kind will bring about any alteration or initiate another course of action. A relapse, if we survive it, may provide the change for the charge for the demolition process. A relapse and sometimes subsequent death of someone close to us can do the job of awakening us to the necessity for vigorous personal action. What the basic text is to tell me is that my relapse laid the groundwork for complete freedom. I was nuked. I could not fight it anymore. It gave me a choice, live or die. So, yes, relapse is part of my recovery. My clean date is 2/5/2000, and I study the basic text. Good for you. Well, hey, any day you're sober is a good thing. Gary L. Evans, yes, it can lay the groundwork for recovery. No, it is part of your team for experience. The basic text also talks about reservation. Can rob of the benefits of recovery and the freedom from addictive addiction. My opinion is relapse isn't recovery. I agree. I have learned that whatever pushes us into recovery is now a part of that same recovery. I had to own it, make it a part of me. Now I use my experience to help others with that revolving door. So relapse is a part of mine. This isn't a battle, guys. The program of recovery is a program of suggestions. It doesn't mean that one way is the best way. Was your way my way or the highway?
My way was my way.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah. It was guided. But
yeah.
But you have to do it your way, I think. You can't force yourself to be something that you're not.
Yeah. If you find yourself battling with it, you're putting the wrong energy in the wrong direction. You know, you got to want it, and you got to not feel like obligated to it, that you just want it bad enough. Like, oh, I've got to do this. No, you don't have to do anything. You can do it if that's what you want. If the end result gets you what you ultimately want, then yes, do it. But if it doesn't get you what you want, then don't do it. Go out there and use yourself away. I have learned that whatever pushes us into recovery is not part of the same recovery. I don't know. Okay, we said that. I will add that it does not have to be part of you. Gosh, drugs were a small part of my problem. I was the problem. There's somebody who recognized they were the problem. I have 17 years, 8 days clean. Congratulations. Relapse isn't my experience. I brought info. I never have to use one day at a time. Good for you. You know that first white key tag is hard to hang on to. I'm glad you did. Yes. White key tag, you know what that is? That's for the addicts. They have key tags.
As opposed to coins?
That's correct. I don't know why. I have no idea why. But, you know, that's good. Whatever works. You know, whatever works. Yeah, I don't know.
That's the whole secret. Is whatever works. Find what works for you.
Right.
You know? I mean, there's going to be guidelines along the way. They're proven. And it may not all be you, and you know, accept the ones that you can go with. And if you can't follow something, don't. But yeah, heavy face.
Well, you know, we're talking about all this, and somebody brings this up. It says, basic text, recovery and relapse. We have never seen someone who lives the Narcotics Anonymous or whatever Alcoholics Anonymous program, whichever program you're working, you've never seen them who live in the program relapse. And that's really it. And a better way to say it, I think, is like in a submarine or you know, they talk about falling off the wagon. Well, if you were on the wagon, then you weren't in the wagon. And you'll have a greater chance of falling off when you're on it than if you're in it. Same thing with a submarine. Okay, do you want to be on the outside of a submarine when the sub is going down? No, you want to be inside that submarine. Okay, so if you're buried into that program, you have a better chance of getting and staying sober, okay, and fighting off the urges of temptation because they're not good for you and they're not healthy. Okay? This is funny. Okay, I stood up to my mom yesterday. It's a little joke, people. She wanted me to change the channel. I said, no, I was there first. Told her to sit down and be quiet. I'm grown. It felt really good. Anyway, if you want to come visit me, I'm at Presbyterian Hospital in the intensive care unit. Approach from the left because my right eye is closed. That's funny. That is a funny thing. All right, well, we're coming up on the 8 o'clock hour. I got to tell you, Steve, I didn't think I'd make it this long. Because I really want to get home to nurture my arm.
Can you grab me some Advil?
Yeah, I really do want you, if you could.
Wait, where's it at?
It's right here. It's right here.
Well, you can probably get that yourself.
I could just reach up here and get it. I got it over by my. I bought it and said, oh, wait, why do I want to put it there? I want to keep it close to me. So, you know.
Is it Advil one? I'm
staying away from Tylenol altogether.
It's
better?
My wife swears
by. I have a leave. Yeah, well.
Yeah, I do a handful of both, right? How we used to do it.
Yeah. I'm not gonna. You know what? I took that PM. Ibuprofen PM or something. It was extra strength. I almost didn't make it home. I almost fell asleep in the car. That was about 2 months ago. I'm like, whoa, I was noticeably affected. Now, I don't ever want to feel that way. I don't want to feel that way. That's not a good feeling, you know.
You're one of those people that has to pay attention to that label and do not drive or operate the machinery.
Yeah, you know, well, I could pay attention, but, you know, is that what you said? I didn't even hear it. What was your?
My point is moot now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, let's see. Did anybody call in? Steve's here. I'm here. You are here. Well, you're looking good, by the way, Steve.
You
showing off that chest hair you have or what?
No.
Just hot. Okay. It's not too hot in here, is it?
I was over at the front house today. Great big swimming pool out there. The water was so warm. I was this close.
You didn't go in?
I just didn't have time.
What's his name? Lambert over by you. You know, open invitation to stop by. I mean, all you have to do is call him. If he's home, you can just jump in his, what he calls his hot tub. It's got to be pretty hot with the weather and the temperatures because he heats it off the garage. He's got
heat lines.
Solar, yeah, they go through. And it's very comfortable, but, you know, I've been icing my elbow. Just the only way I can get some sleep. Like I said, I was telling people, I didn't sleep Friday. I didn't sleep Friday. Thursday night or Friday. Martha left Thursday. I didn't sleep Thursday very well. Friday, I definitely didn't sleep. I was just short of going to the hospital going, oh, do something, chop this arm off. And then in the morning, I drained it. And then in the evening, I drained it again.
What do you have to do to drain it?
I have to poke a hole in my elbow.
where, I mean, did they give you like a syringe?
Or? No, I did it myself. I went and got a needle. Because you could see that, you know, you could see where the appearance of infection. In fact, I took pictures of it so I could tell them next time what I'm doing, you know, because it healed up. I'm using IV, Neosporin. And it heals up great. The problem is it closed up, so nothing was coming out. So I just poked through that again, and there it is, you know. And I got to tell you, I squeezed about 6-7 squirts of this infection out. It feels so much better. Otherwise, I'm just jumping out of my skin. They said I'm, you know, my temperature is high, 101, something like that, 102. I don't know. Maybe I'll be in that nursing home that you take care of. Okay.
I don't do that anymore.
Okay. Hey, we're at the 8 o'clock hour. This is normally what I put on a couple of videos from the ladies that sing, and that is, let's see, did I even grab her? I didn't grab her. Are you going to grab her? Let's play a little, just a little bit. I don't think I'm going to go much longer unless you want to, Steve. You want to practice?
No, actually, I told my wife I was going to run.
I was going to say, do you want to practice, you know?
I figured I would just swing by here and
well, thanks.
Tell you that I couldn't stay till 9, but
okay.
It sounds like that might be all right.
That's okay, because I think I'm going to end it shortly. We'll play a little bit of Marilyn Scott, because I love Marilyn Scott. But we're gonna jump to the next one, because I just want to hear some good, okay? Some, like, blueses. She's just a great singer. All right, we're going to be back in a few minutes. We're going to listen to Marilyn for about 10, 15 minutes, and then I'll come back to wrap up the show. Okay, guys? You're listening to The Road to Recovery here on Blog Talk Radio.
Let me sigh. Let me cry. Thank you. just when I want to cry, I know you're here right next to me. The evening just got started, and you're so open-hearted. You are the only thing I see. And if we dance to this embrace, and if the moonlight took its place, what will you feel like? Shadows turn to light. What will you do?
Song's over. We're going to thank Marilyn Scott. I love listening to her. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. But I'm going to end the show tonight. Steve, thank you for coming out. Appreciate that. The guy, the truck driver, came, but, you know, he's leaving now. But my patience and everything wore out. I'm done. I'm getting out of here. I got to go home and see if I can drain this elbow and try to come back next week. But, you know, again, what I told you is, I'm not human. I'm not superhuman. I'm a human being, and I'm realizing my mortality daily. You know, I'm realizing that there's only so much for me to go around.
You're another 10 years older.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and the lovely Miss Martha, you know, she's just full of spit and vinegar. I know I'm trying to keep up with her, but whatever. I've just got to be who I am. You have to be who you are. But do it one day at a time, one step at a time. And if you need help, help somebody. Ask for help, because your help, asking for help, helps other people to keep focused, okay? Yeah, I was going to comment about the suicide rate for seniors is growing. And the reason is because they're living longer with nothing to do with themselves. You know, keep active, keep involved, do something. And they're finding themselves bored, and they're looking at their mortality as well, and hurting and everything and blah, blah, blah. You know what was really interesting when I was giving this ice cream away, though, today, I thought was very fascinating. The majority of the people, if I was to say percentage-wise, we had more seniors coming for the free ice cream than anybody. I mean, the families came too. There were families, but there was a lot of seniors. And I was like, wow, these guys made the trek over here just for free ice cream. You know, I guess you got nothing else to do in life. So we had some free ice cream. Yeah, free ice cream. Okay, be soft, sir. Listen, guys, have a great week. Steve, have a great week. Thanks for showing up.
I'm going to Jewel.
Okay, take care.
I'll bring you a piece of hello.
Yeah, do that. Oh, it's leaving. Yeah, we're going off the air, and this guy's leaving now. Goodbye, sir. Oh,
just in time.
Oh, my God, yeah. Just right. So I don't have to listen
I'll
to throbbing. Thanks, Steve. Good night, everyone. Be back again next Sunday night with more of The Road to Recovery. This is a real-life program. This is about real-life me and what I do in my life on a one-day-at-a-time basis. I bring in guests to talk about their program. I bring in guests to talk about different ways to get and stay sober. But you know what? When it all comes down to it, it's what I do for myself that's important. And that's why I love doing the show. Just to let you know, I'm very human. You're human, too. Stay that way. But don't try to be superhuman. Recognize it and do it one stage, one step, one day at a time, okay? Folks, I just want to say that to you. I hope you have I hope you have a great week, unless you have other plans. The big boy's in town for one more day. I got one more day of this. I'm going to try to go home. Maybe the lovely Miss Martha's home, and I'm going to try to relax and get some rest and start the day again tomorrow. But I don't have to worry about it until tomorrow, right? So you have a great week, unless you have other plans, and we'll talk to you later here at the Road to Recovery, signing off for tonight. Have a great week. Good night, everyone.